It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
Love me to wake your day. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio on this Easter Monday. Easter Monday. I know yesterday was Easter Sunday. Trust you had a wonderful day celebrating the resurrection. And today we are praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And so we're going to be praying some special prayers on this Monday. So don't go away. This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the world. Really appreciate those that are praying with us every day, anytime, here on VPN Radio. Dale Gentry here, and inviting all of you all to come to Austin this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 9th, 10th, 11th, for a prayer gathering. Prayer leaders, those that desire to be a prayer leader, or you just want to come and pray with us. We have a number of people that's just coming to pray. At Compass Church, all you have to do to get involved here is go to vpnradio.com, vpnradio.com, and fill out the registration form. We'll send you more information. You need to be registered to be involved in our prayer gathering. So good to have you listening in for the next hour. This is the Hour of Power. And so, Father, we just pray right now that your will, plan, and purpose be done here on VPN Radio. Your will, plan, and purpose. We come by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint us, and we're so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be broadcasting around the globe and here on BPN Radio. And we thank those of you that are investing in this ministry. Your gifts are tax deductible. We're supported by the loyal listeners of this broadcast, and you can donate by going to bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button, click on there, and you can use your credit card, PayPal, debit card. You can send us a check. We just thank you for investing here into BPN Radio Breakout Prayer Network. Yesterday, as we said, was good Sunday, good Friday, good Saturday, good Sunday. Today is Good Monday, and we don't want to close out our Easter celebration without playing the classic by Don Francisco. And so we're going to play this song. We're going to continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, and we're also going to be praying for revival in America. We have some special prayers to pray, so don't go away. Don't go away. Here's Don Francisco. He's alive.
Fastened down, I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night. None of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone in the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. Then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I'd denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and just clung. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, Love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.
Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Okay,
there you have it, Don Francisco. He is alive. I'm so thankful today that he lives, and because he lives, we live also. Couldn't let the Easter holidays pass without playing that classic by Don Francisco. He's alive. And I'm thankful today, and I trust you had a great Easter weekend. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour Internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. And today we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here on this good Monday. But we're also here now to pray for America. Revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And just before we do, I want us to say a prayer for the families of those 148 students that were massacred at Garissa University there in Kenya, and the upheaval against not only these students but against Christianity. And these radical Muslims declared to these young people, convert or die. Convert to Islam or die. So these are perilous days in many nations of the world, including America. And so we're going to be praying for America. And let's pray first of all for these families in Kenya. Father, we pray for the nation of Kenya. Gene and I have been there several times, and we pray for that nation in Africa. We pray for the families of the Garissa University students that were massacred, that were killed there by the radical Muslims. And we pray for these families. We pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And we pray for the nation of Kenya today. We pray in Jesus' name for comfort of the Holy Spirit. And we pray for a major outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Because we know that revival is the key. And Lord, we believe that all of this is happening because the enemy knows, Satan knows, that an awakening is taking place across America and many nations of the world, a spiritual awakening. And so we pray today for the families of these students and the friends and the nation of Kenya. And now we pray for America. We pray in Jesus' name that you would come and heal our land, O God. We need you now. Come and heal our land, because we need revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I've been a prayer leader in this nation since 1967, but I've been a prayer and prophetic voice praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, since 1985, particularly after I went and led prayer at the White House in the 90s, God began to speak to me and said, I want you to mobilize 1,000 points of light. And so today, I'm continuing to call for 1,000 points of light, 1,000 cities to pray with me, 1,000 cities in America and even in other places of the world. I believe in God for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders that will be a part of the BPN network, the Breakout Prayer Network, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. One of the major focal points of this daily broadcast around the clock, around the globe, is to pray for another spiritual awakening in America, revival in cities all across America, experiencing signs, wonders, and miracles. We must have revival. We must have revival. And we must have healing in this nation. And so I'm going to play this song, Heal Our Land, and then I'm going to share my vision for America. And so we're praying today, Lord, that you would come and heal this nation. Come and heal our land. We need you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Come and heal our nation, and come and heal our land. In Jesus' name, we believe you for it. In the name of the Lord, heal our nation, heal our land.
For you to move in power, there's a hunger deep within our hearts to see healing. Send your spirit to revive us. Heal our nation. Heal our nation. Heal our nation. Pour out your spirit on this land.
prospers only where the blessings of God are avidly sought and humbly accepted. The American experiment in democracy rests on this insight. If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants.
It's time to pray for change.
For 45 years, Dale Gentry has been sharing God's message and the love of Jesus Christ. He has been a consistent voice of prayer and prophecy for our nation and many others since 1985. Dale has received a very specific mandate from God to mobilize America to pray.
I have a dream. I have a dream that one day America will turn back to Jehovah God, the God of our forefathers. I have a dream that one day there will be a national repentance with people all across the land asking Jesus to forgive them. I have a dream that pastors will call for a spiritual cleansing in their congregations. I have a dream that one day moral issues will become more important than social or economic issues. I have a dream that one day prayer will be restored in our schools, and that young people will rise out of obscurity to fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives. I have a dream that one day people of all races will lay aside their differences and work together to impact every area of society in this nation. I have a dream that 1,000 points of light will shine from a network of churches, homes, cities, communities, capitals, campuses, businesses, calling for another spiritual awakening in America. I have a dream that there will be 1 million people praying daily until there is a major revival in every major city. Will you join me in this dream?
Now more than ever, your nation needs your prayers. Our goal is to mobilize 1 million individuals in prayer by establishing 1,000 points of prayer. Whether it be churches, organizations, or communities, visit letsprayamerica.com to sign up as an individual or organization and join Dale Gentry as one of the 1,000 points of light. Let's pray, America.
Well, would you join me in prayer, not only here on BPN Radio, but by declaring that I'm going to be a prayer leader. I'm going to be one of those 1,000 points of light. And you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the BPN 1,000 Prayer Centers and make an application to be an official BPN Prayer Center. Now, you may already be, you may already have a prayer ministry going in a church or some other place, but you can still be a part of this prayer network, the 1,000 Points of Light. And soon we're going to begin to officially recognize these prayer centers. Now, you can have a public center, a public prayer center, and we will name your location. We will post your location and the name of the prayer leader, and or you can have a private prayer center, and we will just put private, and it may be that you just want to have a neighborhood prayer, or you want to have a prayer for your business people. However it may be, if it's a private prayer center, it's okay. It counts as 1,000 points of light, 1,000 points of light, 1,000 prayer centers. And so you say, I want to be a prayer leader, and then you can gather a group, or if you're in a church, you can just say to your pastor, I'd like to lead prayer here, and get his approval, get his permission, and we will post your prayer center. And we are believing God for 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 points of light. And if you're already having a weekly prayer, all we say is just have a weekly prayer and pray for the prayer request list that we send each Monday. And again, then give us a report of what's happening in your prayer time. So it's very simple. And you just go to bpnradio.com and fill out the application and submit it. And then we will review your application and get back with you and recognize you as one of the 1,000 points of light. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that this dream and this vision and this mandate, this commission and this assignment that you've given me, a man who's been in ministry almost 49 years, that there will be others that will participate. I'm believing for a million people accompanied by 1,000 points of light to be praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I'm believing that America is going to rise again. Lord, would you give me 1,000 prayer centers? Would you speak to people right now? Would you speak to people right now and say, I'm going to be a part of the BPN network. I'm going to be one of those 1,000 prayer centers across America. And I believe that as we join together and agreeing over the same prayer request every week, that something major is going to happen, that we will be a force in the earth, and that America will rise again. Here's Kathy Strong.
And out of them came such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God's word. What you've stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand.
Kathy Strong, America, You'll Rise Again. Father, we just set ourselves in agreement here on BPN Radio for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Lord, we set ourselves in agreement. We know that we are a force in the earth as we pray together in Jesus' name. And we declare, Lord, it's high time that we pray and seek your face and call upon you, turning from our wicked ways, repenting for the sins of our nation, and believing you, O God, that once again we will see revival in the streets of our nation, spilling over into the churches in our nation, in Jesus' name. Lord, we need you. We need you in Jesus' name. Come and heal our land, we pray, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Would you help me pray for revival in America right now? You just call upon the name of the Lord with me, agreeing with me right now, in Jesus' name. I want to tell you today that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening around the globe, around the clock, because we believe that there is hope for our nation. We believe there is hope for America. Would you pray with me? And if you are not, if you're not receiving our daily prayer outline, you can. I send out a 60-second prayer every day. You just go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and you can sign up for that that prayer every day, and I've been doing that for 2 or 3 years. So you can do it. Also, remember to sign up your city, because we're believing for 1,000 cities to pray with us, as well as 1,000 points of light. And the power of agreement is so incredible, the power of agreement. And all we have to do is look at the condition of our nation to know that we must pray. The war on Christianity is heating up, and we are finding that there are laws and legislation that is being passed that is restricting the liberties, the freedoms of Christians all across America, in cities, in government, and in our military. And so please help me pray. Please help me pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I'm also praying right now that God would not only come and heal the United States of America, but that he would come and heal your land. I'm talking about your family, your property, where you live, where you reside, not only in your city, but in your family. And so I pray for you today in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit would come and minister to you individually and minister to you as a family today. I pray the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God be done in your life, in your home, in your marriage. In Jesus' name, with your spouse, with your children, and your grandchildren. My life changed in 1966 when I was going down the road one day early in the morning on my way to work. And I said, Lord, what can you do for me? I'm so unfulfilled in life. And the Holy Spirit said to me, give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life forever. And so I did. The very next morning, I set two alarm clocks just in case one malfunctioned. And I'll never forget, I heard two voices. One voice said, oh no. And the next voice said, oh yes. And I got up and I began to pray. And I've been praying ever since that February morning, 1966. Not always being faithful to give God 1 hour, but purposing in my heart that I will. And so for a long time now, I've been praying. 49 years, I've been praying and seeking the face of God. And from that moment, that I made that commitment, I began to get up and pray. My whole life changed. And I've learned that there are three levels of prayer: the desire level, the discipline level, and the delight level. So desire must come into your heart to do the will of God. There must be a desire that there is something greater for me to do than what I'm doing. More places to go than where I'm going. More opportunities to open for me than what I am seeing or receiving at the moment. And when that desire comes, then you'll begin to respond to what I call the highest call in the world, and that is the call to pray. The call to pray. There is nothing like the call to pray, not a call to preach or to prophesy or to hold a public office. There's nothing like the call to pray, the highest call in all the world. And so I accepted the call to pray, to give God the first hour of my day. You say, well, do I have to pray an hour? No, you get to pray an hour. But I'm here to tell you that something supernatural happens when you pray an hour. Jesus said to his disciples, could you not tarry 1 hour with me? Could you not spend an hour with me? And I have discovered over the years that something supernatural happens when we pray an hour. So I began to pray, but I had to discipline myself to pray because no one was making me pray. The Holy Spirit was not making me pray. I had to discipline myself to pray. And I've discovered since that time, there's only two times that you pray: when you feel like it and when you don't. And so there's some mornings that I groaned, my body groaned and said, don't get up, lay down. But I was determined. I was determined to build that relationship with God, relationship with Him, because I know that prayer is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M. Prayer is spelled F-L-O-W. Prayer is a rhythm and a flow. And you get into the rhythm and get in the flow of prayer, and God will literally change your life. So I did not experience anything happening the first day or the second day or the third day, but I was having to discipline myself because it was winter time. I was having to discipline myself on those cold mornings in Wichita Falls, Texas, disciplining myself to pray. And then eventually I moved into the delight level. And if we delight, the Bible says that if we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us the desires of our heart. And so 5 months later, God called me to preach. And within 13 months after I started praying, Gene and I were in full-time ministry. I was called to preach in June of 1966. So this June I'll celebrate, Gene and I celebrate 49 years in the ministry. Immediately I begin to preach. I asked the youth pastor there at the church, can I preach? And he said, Saturday night, I begin to preach the gospel. I've not stopped, almost 49 years. And in June we will enter our 50th year of ministry. What is the key? What is the key? The key is prayer. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What did he say? He said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. So the key is prayer. And it starts with individual prayer. And then it expands to corporate prayer. I did not lead corporate prayer for over a year after I started praying. But I was spending time in private prayer, spending time in the secret place. And eventually, I began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And then I began to see what I was hearing. And then I began to say what I was seeing and hearing. And then eventually, I began to do what I was saying, seeing, and hearing. So I want to encourage you today, those of you that are listening to Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, Dale Gentry here on this Monday, I want you to commit the first hour of your day. It's not for me. It's not really even for God, but it's for you. But if you will spend the first hour of your day, you don't have to, but you get to, and doing the prayer outline, and I know that I can help you because I have some prayer series that you could pray with. You can pray with me here on BPN Radio, but there's some prayer series that you can pray along with me every day, one for every day of your life. And all you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and click on the resource place, click resources, and you can go down. I have several daily prayer series, Praying Daily with Dale Gentry, one called letspraymerica.com, the other is called Gathering Manna, and those are exactly 1 hour long, and then you can go and pray with me daily until you get into a rhythm, and then you can just begin to pray on your own. But prayer will literally change your life, will change your family, will change your marriage, make you a better husband, a better wife, a better father, a better mother, a better son or daughter. And so here on BPN Radio, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Revival also means you. It means your family. It means your business, your job, your church, your city, as well as your nation. And so, I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray for people listening to BPN Radio today under the sound of my voice. And maybe they are not fulfilled in life. Maybe they have never been able to fulfill their dreams or vision. Maybe they don't have a dream. Maybe they don't have a vision. I ask you, oh God, to minister to them right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that today there could be a commitment to pray because they have great passion in their heart. They have a tremendous desire to know you and to know more about you. In Jesus' name, speak to people today in the name of the Lord. Why don't you just spend a little time making that commitment to Him today? It could change the rest of your life, and it will make a major difference as you respond to the call to pray. Would you do it right now? Lord, I thank you for the privilege of praying, interceding on behalf of our families, interceding on behalf of our city, our nation, our church, in Jesus' name. And so, I just want to let you know today that there are two major reasons that I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He would have me to do. I pray to know God. And I pray to know what He would have me to do. Because we're not going to be able to determine what God wants us to do just with our own mindset, just by trying to go through some privileges, opportunities, degrees, pedigrees, whatever it may be. You cannot determine the will, plan, and purpose of God in that dimension because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to do that. But you can only know the will of God by knowing Him, by spending time with Him, by going to a room and shutting the door, entering into the secret place and letting the Holy Spirit share with you His secrets, going with your Bible in hand, not taking anything else, just your Bible and your pen. If He gives you revelation, you will write it down in the Bible. If there's a to-do list, you won't take that in there. You won't take your iPhone, iPad, tablet, computer, whatever it may be, another book. Just take the book, the Bible, in there with you and sit down and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And you can just go through the model prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father, we come into your presence by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah God. You are Jehovah Sidkenu, our righteousness. You're Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. You're Jehovah Shammah, our presence. You're Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're Jehovah Rophi, our healer. And you're Jehovah Nisi, our victory. And you are Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. You're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And Father, we just come into your presence, declaring that we are your son or daughter, and declaring today that we love you and worship you and adore you with all of our heart. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we submit ourselves to you today. The will, plan, and purpose of God being done in our lives today. Lord, we desire to do your will. We desire for our steps to be ordered by you. Lord, we know that a man will make his own plans, but it's you, Lord, that directs our steps. And we submit ourselves to you, O God, knowing that our times are in your hands. And we submit ourselves into your hands for your safekeeping. Set up divine appointments and divine connections for us today, we pray. Bring us into relationship with those that we are supposed to be in a relationship with. Guard us from inordinate relationships or connections. In Jesus' name. And we pray for our spouse. We pray your will be done in their life. In Jesus' name. We pray for our sons and daughters. We pray for our children. Your will be done in their lives today. We pray over our job or our business. We pray for success and favor in the name of the Lord. We pray for our church. We pray for our pastor. And we pray for the leaders in our church, that you would bless them. And may our church be a house of prayer for all nations. We pray for our city, O God. May we have a godly city. May we have Christians who will run for political office. We pray for our law enforcement officers who are being endangered by negative reports and negative media accounts. We pray, O God, that you'll protect our law enforcement officers, those that serve the city, those who watch for the city. We pray for our county sheriff, the last elected law enforcement officer in America. We pray for our county sheriff today. In Jesus' name, the will of God be done in their life. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. And Lord, we have on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, watching for the saints, praying in the Holy Ghost. Lord, protect us today. Protect us and our families throughout this day and night and morning. God, assign your guardian angels to encamp around our families, Lord. Watch over us. Keep us safe. Keep our jobs safe. Keep our business safe. Keep our city safe. Keep our nation safe. We plead the blood over our families, over our business, over our job, over our city, over our nation. Watch over us, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray divine healing, health, and wholeness and wellness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, I pray for whatever we need, our individual needs today, whatever it may be. If it's a job, give us a job. If it's a better job, give us a better job. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name for healing. For those of us that need healing, let your healing virtue, let your healing power flow through us today. We pray in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. So, you just get up each morning, you pray the model prayer, and you extend that out. And remember that prayer is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. You spend time praying, talking to God, talking to the Holy Spirit, and then you spend time listening. And you say, well, what if he doesn't say anything? But what if he does? And if he does, write it in the Bible. Write it in the Bible and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you in Jesus' name. So, Father, I pray for those listening today that they will be a man of prayer, a woman of prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I do want us to pray for some special needs. I want us to pray for Carol Keller, who has cancer, has received a bad report concerning surgery, inoperable condition. Carol Keller is the wife of Pastor Brad Keller there in Vermont. So, Father, we pray for a miracle for Carol Keller in Jesus' name, that you would heal Carol in the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. We pray today for our friend Linda Ragland, who needs healing in Jesus' name. We pray for Linda. We pray for our One of our spiritual sons, Ray Vaz. Ray Vaz, would you just call these people's name in prayer? Ray Vaz that needs prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray for those that are in prison. We pray for Pastor Dave and Anita Rogers, two sons who are in prison, Aaron and Charles Rogers, who are in prison today. And I know it's a major challenge when pastors' children are in prison, but we pray in Jesus' name for Aaron and Charles Rogers, and we pray for Pastor Dave and Anita Rogers. We pray for the healing of Janet Nichols and Jason Couch. We pray for Christine Noble and Gary Schaefer in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for Pastor Bob Schaefer, and we ask, Lord, that you minister to Pastor Bob Schaefer after these back surgeries. He's been incapacitated. We ask, God, that you heal him. Would you pray? Would you call somebody's name in prayer right now? Bob Schaefer and Jason Couch, Janet Nichols, Christine Noble, Gary Schaefer, Aaron and Charles Rogers. Would you pray right now for Ray Vaz? Would you pray for Linda Ragland? Would you pray for Carol Keller in Jesus' name? Would you pray for our engineer who has cancer, is awaiting cancer surgery? Her name is Arena, who's an engineer here for BPN Radio. Arena, would you pray that God would heal her as she dwells there in the nation of Moldova? In Jesus' name. And if you have a special need here today on BPN Radio, we just agree with you right now in Jesus' name that the power of the Holy Spirit would come, and whatever the need is, we pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Don't forget this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, Compass Church in Austin, Texas. We're going to have a prayer gathering. You can come and pray with me Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. Other people coming from other parts of the nation to join us. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and fill out the registration. It's free. And I want to remind you to have a good day. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time here on BPN Radio. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.